You may not be familiar with what you're listening to, but it signifies Jack Heinrich's got a head full of sports here at 720 WGN. And I'm there, I'm here, he's there, there's his head. Let's empty that.
Yeah.
Because he's got a head full of sports. Go on, empty that head, open that noggin.
We were...
Noggin.
Right. Noggin, I like that.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
say noggin anymore.
Nobody says noggin, it's yeah. like jamoke. Nobody exactly. says jamoke. Nobody says noggin.
Exactly. All right, we were talking about this off-air before the show, but Caleb yeah. Williams on the cover of Madden 27, so everybody's scared of the Madden curse with him now.
What's the Madden curse?
So whenever an athlete goes on the cover of Madden, most of the time they don't play as well or something catastrophic happens. In the last few years, quarterbacks who've been on the cover of Madden have been okay for the most part, but some people on Twitter were saying, well, Caleb Williams has the curse of being a Bears quarterback. The Madden curse is nothing. So, you know, I thought that was pretty good.
Actually, that is pretty good.
So I'm like, okay, I think it's cool. So it was leaked last week that he was going to be on it, but today we actually saw it. And the main standard version of the cover is him paying tribute to his throw against the Packers at 4th and 8 when he's jumping, going right. the other way and throwing it, but also to Michael Jordan. Kind of, they call it the jump man throw. So he's paying tribute to a Michael Jordan photo he made with the sun setting in the background when he's out on an outdoor court doing the iconic Air Jordan thing. So that's what he did. He's got the Chicago skyline in the background. And then the deluxe version is the Iceman. That's what they call him, the Iceman.
Right.
He's standing there doing his Iceman
thing.
Iceman thing in the white Bears jersey and their snow falling. So that's also a cool one. So he's the first Bears player to ever be on Madden. So another first for Caleb Williams there. And I think it's just a fun talking point for Bears fans. And I saw a lot of Packers fans upset about him being on there.
Well, that's worth it right there.
Exactly. I guess there's a full reveal of Madden coming tomorrow night. And I think it comes out like at the beginning of August, early to mid-August.
How much do those games cost individually?
It's a great question. So it's about, the standard version's about $70 normally.
All right, and then I'd need...
And then the deluxe version's like $100.
But then I'd also need... What do I need to play it on?
You need an Xbox or a PlayStation, and that's like $300 to $400.
Okay. Because I've never done it, but I got an itch. I got an itch.
Maybe me and Eli can find you a cheap one or something.
Okay.
Like a pre-owned one, a pre-owned system.
Let me try
to see if I can find how much it is. It's normally $70. Here, there's a pre-order. Let's look at the pre-order. It hasn't launched yet. Okay, but normally, it says it here. Standard is $69.99, and the deluxe is expected. This is all expected to be $99.99. So the deluxe, you get like a... it's a different cover if you buy the physical game, and then you get like other like in-game currency or
right
player pack, like that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of people here in Chicago are going to be looking at maybe buying both versions because they want both covers. Who knows? It'll be.
But I think it's very cool. And it's the only first Bear player to ever be on the cover of Madden football.
Yeah, and he's the all-time leading passer now in single-season history, so he's doing a lot of firsts, and hopefully he just continues to rack that up.
Indeed.
All righty, moving to MLB, Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies had a 51 2/3 inning scoreless streak snapped today. So he went over 51 innings without allowing a run.
Man.
He gave up a run in the seventh inning today against the Padres. Jackson Merrill got him for a two-out RBI hit, but it's the longest streak by a lefty, and he was about 8 innings off the all-time record. I think, Oral Hershiser had 59 innings, and he was at 50 2/3 innings scoreless. So it's
those are just
best
incredible.
All-time.
Those are incredible numbers to hear.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just outrageous.
It's crazy. So he's a big sinker ball pitcher, and he's just gotten better and better and better every year. And the good news for White Sox fans is the Sox are in Philadelphia this weekend. Christopher Sanchez pitched tonight. They miss him. So that's a nice win for the White Sox. You don't have to face one of... He might be the front runner for Cy Young in the National League so far this season. But some big history there for Christopher Sanchez. And then real quickly, NBA Finals tonight, Knicks versus Spurs. And for the first time, I can't even remember, this is like a childhood nostalgia thing, but NBA fans have been very upset about the NBA not putting the Larry O'Brien, the championship trophy under the logo on the court like they used to do back in the day. So they finally did it this year. It's back. I forgot how long it's been, but it's been a long time. And it's back. They're playing right now, and it looks beautiful with the Larry O'Brien decal on the court. And they have the NBA Finals actually on the court, because nowadays they keep, I don't know, hologramming or using graphics to put stuff on the court. Yeah. They actually put it on the hardwood, which is a nice touch. Young Jack liked looking at that as growing up in the finals.
They went analog, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Jack. His head may be empty of sports right now, but by the time we're on the air again, it'll be filler up.